Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, one of the things I've really seen percolate and then kind of come to a full kind of steam is the opinions people have about concerts at Montage Mountain, because this weekend was a sold out show, Breaking Benjamin. It was a show that happened on Saturday night. There's also a baseball game at the same time. And a lot of people were very upset to find how packed it was just to get from the highway all the way up the mountain. Now, it's one of those places that doesn't have many roads to get there. It's on a mountain, on a winding road. And much has been talked about how can we alleviate the traffic situation. But, you know, there's been nothing done about it in any recent times. So I think they did a study recently and they talked about possibly another road that would go just to the mountain. It's a problem. It's a problem that is unique because of its unique situation and its unique placement. So there were people that said they had to walk. There were others who said they had to shuttle, even though they had that premier parking pass that should have gotten them to a parking spot and I guess get in there a little more quick. But it seems like the number one thing people are saying is, I don't want to go there unless I can get there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock. And we did have a caller earlier today. He liked to call himself College Guy. And he says it's a great place to go to a show. And I think it is a great venue. But you need to prepare. Yeah. You need to get there early. That's why a lot of young people and older people do the whole tailgating thing. You know what it's like? You go to a football game. A lot of times you just sit out for hours. That's just the way it's a part of the experience. So trying to show up at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock show is going to be tough on especially a sold out night and when there's a baseball game.
Yeah, I loved that phone call from College Guy. He was so optimistic and he was like, great place. It's awesome. But he, to be fair, he completely sidestepped the question, which is there something that can be done about getting in and out of that place? Like, you know, he just goes, get there early, stay late, have a good time.
Well, I mean, and that's
a great attitude.
A big part of it. But if you have to work till, say, 4 o'clock and it's going to be a sold out show, you're going to have some trouble getting there.
Yeah, again,
just the way it is.
I need more College Guy in my life. I need that positivity, but I also want solutions sometimes to these problems. I don't know what there is. In order to fix that whole area, if you look at it, if you've ever seen an aerial, like an overhead map of that area, like you literally, there's no real way to stop the traffic without destroying that area while you rebuild the road. So you'd have to build an access road around. Right. So it really would be a real haul to try to fix all that. Hopefully someday somebody can green light something that will actually make it get better. But in the end, you know what? it'll still be overrun.
Why are they putting concerts on the same day as a game? Because they can make money. It's a sold out show. Mm-hmm. But it really does add to, obviously, the traffic flow. It makes things more difficult. You'd think that that would just be a no-brainer. Sorry, can't do it on the same day, or at least around the same time. But unfortunately, there was a game getting out while people were getting in. And other people are complaining that up on the top of the hill, when you get there, they're not so efficient in parking. Other people say there's no real lines for you to follow, so the parking is not exactly done in the most efficient manner.
I forget who said this. It might have been college guy during his phone call talking about on the way out, you have people who are just kind of trying to direct traffic, but you have that problem where people are like, I'm going to go around this person. Some of the drivers themselves will cause problems trying to get around other drivers. When it is a free-for-all, those systems, as much as I don't like structure, leaving a parking lot, I will get in line and do my thing, because all it takes is one person, and it's always more than one, to get like, oh, I'll squeeze in there, and that just messes everything up. Mm-hmm. You know, you just follow the directions. If the people giving the directions aren't giving clear directions, or like they're, instead of saying move forward, their hands are up like, I don't know, then it's going to be trouble.
Somebody said college guy is on the Live Nation payroll. LOL.
I thought he should be a spokesperson for them. That's how good he was.
Like, so this is a great show. Now, somebody else texted us. I went 3 hours ahead of time to tailgate and still missed the opening act. So, yeah, there were problems. Someone says they have to put a road over the mountain to 307. That's the only way it'll fix it. You know how expensive that's going to be.
What did you mention earlier? Gondola?
I said gondola. Let's get a gondola. That'll be good.
That's the type
just
of thing.
Just keep it moving. Just get the hell off. You only have 5 seconds to get off.
You've said a lot of things over the years, and I think this is the first time you've sounded like you were high. Like, no. How about a gondola? Yeah, a gondola.
No,
I know you're not.
Why not?
I'm not saying it's
gondola,
a bad
idea. It would be cheaper than a road, I would think.
How about a zip line, bro? No, I don't know if we could do that. I don't know what the answer is.
In the dark.
Here's the thing. If you don't fix those roads eventually, someone, I don't know how well it would play with the area, and I don't know where it would actually go. But just based on different places I've lived over the years, eventually someone buys a giant plot of usually farmland and says, we will build it. They will come. They do the field, and they put a concert venue, like an amphitheater, out in the middle of somewhere with that. And then they build the roads to that location. So it's designed to be better. I don't know where that would be here.
We plopped it there and go, oh, crap, this isn't the best way to go. Because of that little windy road, and it doesn't have all those access points.
I don't want to hurt Montage in any way. I'm not saying they deserve to lose that at all, but we see these same problems again and again, and it's not an ideal destination just because it's not easy to get into. That's the thing about having events. I don't know if you guys realize this. One of the goals of events is to have people show up.
Yeah.
if they struggle, that's a problem.
They should have a little asterisk that says, you should get here by 3 o'clock because we have a very unconventional situation on the location of this venue. Somebody said Typo Negative is my favorite band. I've seen them several dozen times. If Peter Steele rose from the dead and they put on a concert at Montage Mountain, I still would probably not go.
I wasn't sure if there's a follow-up.
There's someone getting into great description there as to how much they would not go.
I'm so glad there was a follow-up, because for a second I thought it was like that scene in Christmas Story where the kid turns around and goes, I like The Wizard of Oz. The Tin Man is my favorite. I'm like, I'm not sure exactly why we're talking about your favorite bands, but thanks for sharing. I see what they're saying, though. Even if it was a dream, impossible situation, your concert, you wouldn't want to go. And it's kind of, I spent many, many years going to places and, you have to get here at 2 o'clock, but don't doors open at 7? They do, but get here at 2 or you'll never get in waiting hours in the sun. And I vowed I wouldn't do it again. And I haven't, because I take strong stands on some things. Standing around waiting in lines, not my thing, but I wish it was an easier way.
Yeah. Well, a gondola would help.
This is crazy. It's like the worst idea, but I love it. I don't know why I love it so much.
Well, there's a ski resort not too far away. Just hook it all together.
Where would you start the gondola?
I know, right?
Wait, gondolas, they have power. They're not on gravity, so they could go up.
Of course they're not on gravity.
Well, I was confusing it with the zip line.
Yeah,
so where would you start it?
Maybe over by PNC Field.
Okay.
Take a nice scenic ride.
I would start it somewhere else because I feel like
you're still,
well, somewhere where there's already not a traffic backup. I feel like the goal would be, or you could take the Nancy gondola.
The Nancy gondola from up by Channel 16. How about that? Now, you need a place where there's parking, too.
Ah, it's called Snedeker. Can we have people park for the gondola? Wonder how much a gondola would cost.
Somebody says Montage is a great venue. I haven't gone to a concert there in years. I think the last one I thought was Toby Keith, and it took us like 2 hours to get out. They said it just wasn't worth it as much as you enjoy the show. The aggravation of getting in and out, not worth it. However, parking, they should take lessons from the arena in Wilkes-Barre. They do a much better job getting people in and out. So,
and that place has they have the luxury. And I've seen this. I've talked about this before. And it's a shame they don't play there. The Oakland Raiders had the easy. You would get off the highway and park and then get right back on the highway. There was no. It was like literally off the exit. That's the greatest thing I've ever experienced in sports. That's over now because they moved. They're very close to that with the Mohegan Arena because you get off that exit, you make a right, and you're there. It's not winding through town. It's not battle. It's not one-way streets that you're battling up against. It's not. There's a lot of places that just get really screwed up when there's an event. The person's 100% right.
Right.
They do it really well over there.
It was bad. Look, the guy in charge, the police chief, was quoted as saying in his 8 years there, it was the worst. It had one of the worst times that it had ever been. It was sold out. It was a big, big show. Somebody else who was at the baseball game is questioning. It looked like it was moving fine. You just got to wait. And look, whatever your experience was seeing that, all these people telling you how bad it was. One person who said they went 3 hours early and they still missed the opening show. So there was a problem.
Well, you learned your lesson. Go 4 hours earlier.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting how one person is just like, yeah.
It was fine. Didn't look bad. Just wait. No, there were people talking about being stuck for hours and hours. Some people just parked on the side of the road and walked 2 miles to get there. You've got to really love the show.
That's like that's the idea for Woodstock, isn't it? You just abandoned your vehicle and walked in.
Yeah. Another, we won't go to any shows at Montage. It's by far the worst venue I have ever been to. That's what someone says.
That sounds personal.
It does sound.
I've heard that. Look, again, I hear the events are great. It's just this issue that people know about. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the solution is, but I feel bad for folks.
Yeah. Here's another one. I'm not one to put up with that much of a wait at the venue. But the funny thing is, some of the people complaining, probably some of the same people that would gladly wait in line for hours at a Black Friday sale. I don't think we've had those kinds of sales anytime.
Yeah, those
recently.
Have kind of gone the
That's
way of...
That's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone the way of the gondola,
so.
But we're making a comeback.
How do people even live up there during that nightmare situation? I'm going to guess that the folks who live there know every single event and every time that it happens and is very much cued in as to what they should do. And I often think of that when I go to Rehoboth Beach and you go on Route 1 and you hook into where Rehoboth is. It gets so backed up on certain days and times that I've wondered the same thing. And most people say they either know some secret, super secret way to get around through all these side roads, or they just go, oh, I don't go anywhere.
Well, I was going to say, you live more like away from city life. For the most part, right? But like, don't you shop differently and live your life a little differently so you don't have to go out as much? Mm-hmm. You're not making quick trips to the store like some people would. So I think a lot of people are just like, well, here's the concert schedule. Remember, we're staying in on this day and this
or,
day.
Or we're going to go away and won't come back until such and such.
That's a nice luxury when you can say, all the people are coming, let's travel.
Yeah, let's go. Some sad news. Robert Redford, screen idol, also director and activist, dies at the age of 89. His death in the mountains outside Provo, Utah, announced in a statement by Cindy Berger with the publicity firm PMK. She said he died in his sleep. There is not a specific cause. Anyway, he is well known for so many movies. I think we have a little bit from one very well known. The Sting, 1973, about Depression era grifters, gave him his first and only Oscar nomination as an actor. But his biggest films included Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men.
I forgot about that one.
3 Days of the Condor. He wasn't in that movie. He was an introverted CIA code breaker caught in a murderous cat and mouse game. one of Hollywood's preferred leads for decades. And it could be comedy, drama, thrillers. And he was quite the sex symbol, right? And he was someone that just really stood out. He branched into directing when he was in his 40s, won an Academy Award for his first effort, Ordinary People. I remember that one.
Yeah.
And then he went on to do a whole bunch of other movies as well.
I was going to play a clip of what my favorite performance of his. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like our computer just
what
fried.
What was it?
The Natural.
Oh,
where,
okay.
You know, Roy Hobbs and, you know, coming like that's as a kid, that made me fall in love with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I already love baseball, but it was like that was the perfect film.
Right.
And so much so I don't think I ever want to go back and watch it because I always, even as a kid, I was like, I just want to remember this as it was. So good. He also, did you mention, I had a technical issue. Did you mention the Sundance Film Festival?
Yeah.
Okay, then he started. Okay.
Oh, no. I just mentioned the movie itself.
You know, he started
he
the
was
Sundance.
In The Great Gatsby, too, yeah. Which was a great performance. That is an amazing movie as well.
The Sundance Film Festival was his baby that he kind of put together, which most people don't know because he didn't really put his name on it. People, have, you know, but that launched movies into the, you know, made them relevant out of nothing.
Right.
You know, he was like that's sad. That's sad.
It's sad.
It's so weird. You see these
had
people.
Had been with us for so long, right?
You see these people, though, over time, and, you know, especially when they're considered those sex symbols. That you remember them a certain way, and then when you find out, no, they got old. It's such a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we see this again and again, and it's just, that's a sad one.
Right. Now, he had been married to Miss Van Wagen, producing four children, Shauna, Amy, David, James, and Scott. But Scott died of sudden infant death syndrome at 2.5 months. I remember that news. Reading about it when it had, you know, later they talked about how it had affected them. That marriage ended in divorce in 1985. He had remarried, is survived by his wife, including his daughters and seven grandchildren. And just someone who, what I loved about him was I didn't see it. Maybe he did in little ways, but he was like not doing too much of the Botox and all that stuff.
Yeah,
he was just going with, this is my life. This is who I am. And, you know, I'm not going to do all that crazy stuff to my face.
Yeah, I remember seeing a picture of him a year or two ago and I was like, oh, my God, how about that? He's aging naturally.
Right.
He appears to be. If he wasn't, he should get his money. He should get his money back because he looked naturally aged. I mean, right. That's a compliment. You don't see that much.
Yeah. Anyway, sad news.
Yeah.
Robert Redford dies in his sleep at the age of 89.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Local Business Community Update. The Local Business Community Update.
Talking AI again. This is interesting. I feel like AI is telling us what to do here. It is the Local Business Community Update. Nancy, Jason, and as always, joined by the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Welcome back.
It's great to be with both of you.
Hello, Bob. We are not artificial intelligence. We are humans.
This is the problem. You are. I think it's a joke, Nancy. Right. We're all,
no. You are intelligent, though.
I'll tell you what. AI is a lot of things, and it's controversial, but it's here. And local businesses can really learn more about this and make their businesses better with it.
And it's a necessity, Nancy. It really is. We do have a program coming up in October, AI for Small Business, over at Mohegan, Pennsylvania.
Mohegan.
What we try to do with this program is to sort of step back and think about the average small business person, what they're doing right now, what they're telling us their needs are, and trying to match up some of the incredible regional talent that are experts already in different aspects of AI. But if I were to give one message to the business community right now, it's don't be nervous. Don't feel like you're so far behind the curve that you can't catch up. There are ways and means and opportunities through this chamber and other chambers and other business support organizations to help you work through that, the choppy waters that are these early stage development of AI as we currently know it. We intend for this to be sort of the starting point. And through the course of the next year, we're going to be coming back and revisiting because, you know, if you get too much in one day, you know what it's like, right? You get overwhelmed right. And it's like, oh, you get back, you know, you look at your notes and you're like, oh, I thought I had it, but I didn't quite get it. Well, it's okay because you're going to be able to come back through our website and through ongoing programming through the whole year to make sure that everybody who participates in this is getting more than one half a day of education. It's going to be a year long opportunity.
Right. So these utilizing AI for a local business, the business owner, these are ways that A, they can streamline and make their operation more efficient. Also, there are ways that, like you said, for marketing purposes, many of them may have a presence, a website, may have social media, but they don't know how to engage or put compelling content. So I'm thinking this is a way creatively for people to help market their business. And it's also a way for them to grow their business. So you're looking at this AI helping you in all different facets of what you're doing.
While some may look at this situation and say, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. I think you hit it right on the head. It's never been easier in some ways to dive into a business when you have a certain range of skills that are perfect for that business, but you don't have all the things you need.
This event, it seems like it's some, you know, for the businesses that are skeptical, come to this.
I want to come to this and I don't own
right.
a business because well, it's no, a lot
please,
to learn.
We'd like you to come. It is for a full half a day. It's for more than a half a day. It's from 11:30 until 5 or so. But and by the way, we're holding it on a Monday. And the reason we're holding it on Monday is that tends to be the day when many small businesses are closed. So it's an opportunity for them to be able to participate.
Your idea, or is that from AI?
That's a pretty easy
That's something
one.
AI does. Like, hey, have you considered this? It's the type of thinking sometimes we're like, well, duh, why didn't we think of that? AI is really good at those little things.
Here's what I'll say. I am lucky to be surrounded by some very smart and talented staff and some very smart and talented volunteers. And that's awesome. How this came about. We had a fascinating meeting several months ago where we reached out, again, amongst chamber members who are technology strong, and we brought them in the room together and did a little brainstorming. And by design, the folks that are going to be presenters in this, and again, the really fascinating and interesting people, they've all got the ability to bring this down and explain it by examples, by stories, the kinds of things that you can relate to and say, oh, okay, I can see how that now applies to my business.
It's Monday, October 6th. This is AI for Small Business by the Scranton Chamber. So this is at scrantonchamber.com.
Correct.
You can sign up. It's for Monday, October 6th. You should do it if you have a business or thinking about it, because there's a lot to learn here.
I encourage you to sign up today. We want to bring as many people as possible, because in addition to the presenters, there's panel conversations, panel discussions, and those always work best when there's an opportunity for the audience to interact with the presenters. So
it's such a great early stage of the technology that it seems like this is the right time to jump in.
Yeah,
just to see what they're, you know, going to hear from people, because a lot of questions that are unanswered, they probably can't answer yet. Because like you said, it's not finished.
That's right.
It's a work in progress.
You hit it right on the head.
We all are.
No, I'm complete, but no. I shouldn't be. I should keep. No. This is the Local Business Community Update. Again, the AI for Small Business event, Monday, October 6th. You can sign up at scrantonchamber.com. Bob Durkin, President, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us.
As always, thank you both. Really appreciate it.
All right. This is, and I got to tell you, that was just 5 minutes from a 20-minute conversation
yes.
we had.
Yes. Oh, I'm really deep.
It is interesting because AI is just fun to speculate. Like, where is it going to go? And this was an optimistic conversation that wasn't, it's taken all the jobs. It was like, this is going to enhance jobs. Mm-hmm. So this, again, it's Edge Summit, AI for Small Business, Monday, October 6th. It's 11:30 to 5 p.m. Mohegan, Pennsylvania. You can register, and I believe it's $125 registration fee.
It's well worth the investment.
ScrantonChamber.com, and the full Local Business Community Update will be available as a podcast for you to download a little later on this morning.
All right. Just want to repeat the news that just came in. Robert Redford, Screen Idol director and activist, has died at the age of 89. It is said that he died in his sleep, 89 years old, not a specific cause other than, he had died in his sleep. That's the news we're getting, that he died early this morning at his home in Utah. Let's get more of that forecast. Joe Snedeker had a nice long weekend, but it's time for us to take a look at the forecast with Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
All right, Nancy and Jason, how you doing? Happy Tuesday. That feels like a Monday. I was doing yard work all day yesterday, and it was an awesome day for that. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. Today, we have this big coastal storm to our south, and it's kind of spinning and trying to chug our way. So we'll get some high clouds from it today. Let's call it partly sunny with some dimmed sun today, but I think we'll squeeze out a dry day. There might be a few scattered showers, especially south of Scranton and later in the day, but heck, pour your concrete. Overnight tonight, we'll get some showers, and then tomorrow looks like the showery day. Now, it only has rained 3 days in the last 3 weeks. So tomorrow, not exactly a rainy day, but there will be some on and off showers, kind of cloudy, and about 70 degrees. I'd say less than a quarter of an inch of rain on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we're back to sun, 78. Friday, Saturday, into Sunday, looks like another dry weekend with highs in the low to mid 70s. Are you feeling good? Say it, Nancy. Say it, Jason. I'm feeling good, and make it a good day. It's a great day to be alive.
Yeah. I feel good.
I refuse, Joe. I refuse.
Hey, there is the U.S. News and World Report's best places to live in the country. We got a one from across the United States, but they also have a listing, best places to live in Pennsylvania, 2025 to 2026.
Ooh.
So which do you think would be the best place to live in Pennsylvania? I know that EJ will be thrilled with number one, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, Pittsburgh often comes in number one in these things.
It is. It came in number one. Number two, Altoona.
Oh.
Number three, Erie. Okay. Followed by Williamsport, Bethlehem, Chambersburg, Johnstown, Lebanon. Number nine, Scranton.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Number 10, Lancaster. I thought they'd be up there higher. That is a beautiful place. State College at number 11. 12 is Allentown. Then Philly and Harrisburg and Reading, if you're looking at the top 15. That's best places to live when you're looking at just Pennsylvania.
Where did Nanny Coke show up? Did they get stumped again?
They don't have an ear. But if you want to look at the best places to live in the country, I'm just going to go with the top five. If any of you have any experience or travel in these locations, Johns Creek, Georgia has the number one spot Carmel, Indiana, number two. Pearland, I'm going to think it spells Pearland, Texas, number three best place to live. Fishers, Indiana, number four. And Cary, North Carolina, number five, best place to live.
I've looked at these lists before, and these, I could be wrong, because they sound small and they're not the major cities. So I'm thinking these are places where you just want a quiet place to live with just enough going on, but not too much.
And it can't be too expensive.
Yeah, if that's what they go into. Some of these places, just nice, quiet, small towns with, you know.
Right.
What more could you ask for? Maybe a chain restaurant here and there? That's what I would ask for.
I mean, they look at, here's some of the stuff. Quality of life, growth, safety, housing, affordability as well. A big one. So when we go down to Scranton again, best places to live in PA at number nine. See the details, everybody. What do the details tell us? It says, don't get out of here. Why do you want my email? See, this is what happens. They want your email. I don't have that.
I hope they didn't, you know, just go, well, Bill says he watches The Office and it looks like a really fun city. I hope they did more than that.
77,947 people live in Scranton. The median age, 35.9. The median household income, 49,534. The average commute time, about 15.94 minutes. So a 16-minute drive. The unemployment rate, 5.14%. If you want to buy a house, median home value, right? Median home value, $138,998. If you're a renter, median rent, $753. What's the weather like here? They talk about average seasonal temperatures and seasonal rainfall. And they say, whether you have a vehicle, enjoy cruising on open road, or prefer living in a city with walkability and public transportation, take a close look. And they talk about commuting in the city as well.
All these are the same. It's like, yeah, but there's always a but that, like, you tell they've never been here. I'm not saying these things aren't true, but,
right,
you know, leaving certain things out.
Mm-hmm. There are more single people in Scranton than the national average. What's up with that?
So many good-looking people single. Well, how can that possibly be?
Here's what I'm going to take a guess at, is that we have a lot of older people. We have an elderly population, so they may consider a widow, widower as single.
That's a harsh
I don't
harsh
see
way.
It as like, hey, I need to find a date, like young people flocking to Scranton, but who knows? Anyway, that's the word about Scranton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sad news this morning. Robert Redford, actor and director, died in his sleep early this morning. That's the report from his publicist. 89 years old. He had some great movies, didn't he?
Oh, I forgot about Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid. I saw that in high school or college, and it was great.
My daughter texted me right around the time that we were announcing it. And I'm like, wow, I'm like surprised. You know, she's 21 years old. I'm like, I just didn't know. And she's like, I watched Jeremiah Johnson and The Great Gatsby. She's like, I loved him. So, yeah, you know, all generations know Robert Redford. Just really loved him. Sad to hear, but he did pass away in his sleep. All right. It is 8:57. Just want to let folks know, too, if you go on the Rewind feature on our Audacy app, AUDACY, it is free. Normally, you can go in and do Rewind. You can listen to the show. You can go back if you missed it. We have chapters that describe each segment. Today, there was no Rewind. Since we started, I have put out the call. I have sent the text. It's a corporate issue. It's actually affecting many of our stations. So yeah. You can stream us, as many of you know, if you're listening now. But the chapters are not there. That is not a change that is permanent. They are actively working to fix it. I just wanted to let you know that we know about it and we're sorry.
If you don't know what the chapters are, they're perfect if you only want to listen to certain things and not a whole show.
I'm just going to tell you every segment was fantastic. So we will have the podcast up. So if you missed, we'll have the full show in podcast form as well. All right. It's time to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
It's my husband's birthday today. I know he's not 89. A celebrity, but I just want to say happy birthday to him. All right.
I don't know how old he is. Okay.
David Copperfield, magician.
David Copperfield.
Don't tell me about him being canceled.
No. I was actually going to say, growing up, I had a tailor I would go to, and he was his child. He was David Copperfield's tailor as well. That's a true story. David, he's got to be 70.
What did you say?
56. 70.
Okay. No, it's 69, so you're closer, Jason. Usually, that's in your wheelhouse, but Mickey Rourke. Has he done anything lately? I don't know.
I mean, he's
people remember 9.5 weeks for the sex scenes. That's about it.
I remember him from The Wrestler.
Okay.
72.
No, he's younger than that. I think he's like 65.
You're wrong, Jason.
No, he's not.
73.
No, Bob's wrong. Come on, Bob's wrong.
Sorry,
why can't Bob be wrong?
Molly Shannon, actress. She comedian, too, wasn't
she? SNL, yeah. She was Mary Catherine Gallagher on SNL.
Oh, that's right.
She's 73.
She's 61.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's a
Amy
character.
Amy Poehler, another comedian, Saturday Night Live. Amy Poehler.
I want to say I feel like she's older than me, but I'm going to say she's my age. I'm going to say she's 51.
She is 54, so she's older than you.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Jennifer Tilly. I haven't seen her in a while. Sister of Meg Tilly.
Yeah. Always sounds like she's crying. Always.
Okay.
It's kind of her thing. Some people think it's sexy. I think it's like, that's disturbing. She's sad. Why is she sad? She is 60.
67.
Well, no way.
Richard Marks. Richard Marks, singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Richard Marks. He's 60.
62. We got one there. Fine. And Mark Anthony, singer.
Formerly, he looks like doesn't he coach the
J-Lo?
No, the Dolphins now? That's what he looks like. He looks like the Dolphins coach.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Mark Anthony is going to be 55.
57, so at least you get it on a win. There you go.
57, also his weight.
If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, happy anniversary. September 16th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.